That's the Memorex version of some fine music that will be found and enjoyed on our guest's movie today. It's called Carry It On. And on that note, it's a pleasure to welcome to the studio the director of the film, Sharon Leahy. Sharon.
Thank you. Hello, Nikki.
And that human banjo player, Rick Good. Rick.
Hi. It's always a pleasure, Nikki.
Isn't it? I just love you guys have been a part of the fabric of the music and the dance of this region for a very long time. And had many forms before I met you with Rhythm and Shoes, and have had many more forms since then. And tell us about this very interesting collaboration that is being installed today at the Dayton Visual Arts Center.
Right. Well, it's a Dance for Camera, which is a choreography dance created for film. So it's a fusion of dance and film as an art. And it's a great new form. It's just kind of, it's been around for a while, really, in the dance and film worlds. But I think more people are kind of looking for it, or maybe it's emerging a little bit now. And this one was made in Michigan, and there'll be a lot of familiar faces in it to the Dayton crowd who loves our music and dance throughout the years.
And that is the, and that's the Wheatland?
Wheatland Music Organization, they commissioned Rick and I to create a celebration for their 40th anniversary. And this was one part of a very large project that we did in Michigan. But for me, it was something I'd been wanting to do. I wanted to branch out into creating for this medium since we closed Rhythm and Shoes. So it was my first opportunity to do it, and it was wonderful to be supported in it. And I'm still incredibly proud of it. The dancers are amazing. The music is fabulous, and I watch it over and over.
I teased you a little bit coming on. I said, you know, I've known you to have so many skills. As I mean, when I went and watched The Pearl, I still feel like I'm affected by that amazing effort, and have loved all the work you did. I said, but I never knew you to be a director. And you're like, what? Well,
oh yeah, I directed The Pearl.
There's something about film that you look. It seems like it's like an other, a media that's an other.
Well, it was amazing. I kind of went into it with beginner's mind because I didn't know the medium, but I knew what I knew, and that was how to create dance that touched people. And so I went to the experts. I went to Steve and Julia, and, you know, I said, I have this idea, and they were incredibly supportive, and they hooked me up with Eric Stoll and Megan Haig, who are great camera people in this area, and Andy Snow, Mike Buell, and they all came to shoot, and they knew that this was a new thing for me, and they were incredibly open and generous. And the dancers were the best dancers from around the country that I could have pulled in. So it was just, I learned early on that it's who you bring to the table that is the important thing. And then if you have a vision and can lead them, then amazing things happen.
The installation is going on today and can be viewed at the Dayton Visual Arts Center. If you've never been there, it's at 118 North Jefferson, right there in the heart of our beautiful gem city. And normal, you call them gallery hours?
Gallery hours are 11 to 6.
Tuesday through Saturday. So you can go this afternoon and see that, see the film, a screening of this 18-minute there's another name for this.
Yes.
Screen dance.
Oh, screen dance, yes.
Like a whole new genre coming up.
It is. And Andy will be hanging photos of the shoot in the gallery as well. So you should stop in. You can also, if you fall in love with it, you could buy a copy of it right there. And just stop into DVAC anyway. It's a good place to be familiar with.
We've got Sharon Leahy speaking to us in the studio and Rick Good in here as well. This seems like a natural, that tune that we heard coming in, a little bit of drum in the background. Beautiful how it wove so beautifully and perfectly with the banjo, and dance is just the next step.
Yeah, some of the music, bottom line, actually existed beforehand, and we've used it a few times, but it just fit right in with one of the energies of the film. And there's also a lot of music in the film that was created for it. Myself and another musician, Cleek Schrey, did the music. And the way it was set up was I did the music. My part of the music was created first. And then the film was shot to that music being played back. And then when that was all done, Cleek got a hold of it and sweetened it up with his – he's a very accomplished traditional musician, but also he's a very accomplished violinist in a kind of a middle European avant-garde sort of way that includes otherworldly sounds being made on the violin. And you'll hear some of those. You heard some of those in The Calling. And they go throughout the film, but he has an incredible facility for this and control over it, and it sounds more like synthesized music, but it's totally acoustic.
Wow!
And it just gave the film a whole nother dimension. The music.
I've got one called "Picking Up Stone" here. You want to tell us a little bit about that, and we'll listen in.
Sure. It's an interesting thing that happens to filmmakers, and I've run into this around here a couple of times because there are so many filmmakers around here. They'll cut a scene to a piece of music that ultimately they cannot use because they can't afford it. You know, they might.
Right. They can't get the rights.
Right. And a couple of times I've been approached and saying, can you replace this with something I can afford?
Could you write something that I can pay I can afford?
And oddly enough, I really enjoy that. It's fun.
What a challenge.
Yeah, and Sharon actually came to me with a bluegrass song, a quasi-gospel bluegrass song, and said, I like this feel.
I like this groove. I like how this makes you feel physically, you know, the visceral feel of the music.
And also what it was about.
It was getting over the burdens of life, you know, that you carry these burdens, that you're given them or you choose them or you make some choices that they come to you. You carry these burdens along life. And, you know, that's kind of part of the film. It goes the distance, and that's definitely part of the travel.
Yeah. And that was my assignment, and I chose to accept it.
Here it is. It's called Picking Up Stone. It's from the movie Carry It On, a film by Sharon Leahy, our guest in the studio today.
Picking up stone from the rocky ground, working on a field. Muscle and bone to the earth are bound, soul to the heavenly crown. Your back is bent, the day is long, rocks in every road. Your body is spent, you go on, gonna reach just what you sow. Picking up stones rocky ground, working on a field to plow, muscle and bone to the earth are bound, soul to the heavenly crown.
That's Picking Up Stone from the movie Carry It On by our guest today, Sharon Leahy, directed this movie. Rick Good playing the banjo, doing some singing there as well. The installation of it is happening right now. You can come throughout the day and see, and it'll be on display during gallery hours now through May 2nd. There's a pretty cool event for the closing. Would you like to talk about that?
Sure. We on May 2nd, starting around 5:30, we will gather.
And Friday night, perfect thing. Finish your work day, head on
exactly.
over.
Exactly. Gather at DVAC, and we will watch the film all together. And then if people have questions about the process or working on it or anything about it or comments, discussion, we'll do that. And then we are going to play a set of music with a new band that we have called The Elements.
Yay. It's a quartet.
With a couple more elements that we've come to know and love here in the Miami Valley.
Michael and Sandy Bashaw.
That's right.
Old friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been having a great time playing music with them. And so this is our first kind of burst out of our studios, so to speak. We've been playing together throughout the winter.
Nice.
It's totally fun. It's unbelievably fun and great music.
Is it all play? Will there be some dancing? Certainly we'll be tapping of toes.
I
know that.
I dance in The Elements.
Yeah.
Oh, The Elements. It's all, you got to cover everything.
Earth, wind, fire, and dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. So it'll be a good night on the 2nd, but from now until then, you can stop by and see the movie for yourself and hear this amazing original music. On the cover of the DVD, it's this beautiful expanse of field, seven dancers there caught in a mid motion, and the field is covered with dandelions that have gone to seed already.
Yeah.
So I like to think that they're dancing and kicking up the little
dandelions. And that's one thing about film is that what a process. And since I was new to it, I mean, it's incredible, first of all, that I could do that. And it's only because this area has such great resources that I could go to be incredibly helpful to me. But the process was different, and waiting for sun or waiting for clouds, or everybody just sits around, and then you have this field of dandelions that you want to shoot in, but you have to, you know, if it rains, then they're gone. And then the next day you can't reshoot anything because the dandelions aren't there. And I mean, it's a kind of an amazing process that I loved pretty much every moment of it. Even the editing, which I know people think is tedious, you know, I'm learning editing programs and keeping my brain kind of learning new things with Beginner's Mind it's been wonderful. It's been a great experience.
We're talking with Sharon Leahy, who directed this film, Carry It On. With an ellipse, there's punctuation.
Because it goes on, you know, on and on. And yeah, one of the things is that make sure that you pass on everything you learn, because otherwise, you know, young people have to learn it all over again if you don't.
We didn't say much about this, but the setting for the film is the farm where the Wheatland Festival has been going on for 40 years.
Now, and I didn't realize this when you said it, but we put together quite a community concert last year and had picked the very day that you guys, we really wanted you to be a part of it, but you guys, and you were like, wow, we were, you know, putting all the plans together. It seems like a lot to miss, but we've got a date up in Michigan, many years in the making. So who knew?
Yeah. The film premiered that night up there, about 10,000 people outside, beautiful night.
Oh, how nice.
And that performance, the live performance was also shot, too, and we're working on that right now for a live performance DVD that will be out this fall. Mm-hmm.
The film was also chosen for this year's showing this year at the Dance Films Association and Dance on Camera Festival at Lincoln Center. So
it just gives me chills.
It was great, yeah.
That's such an honor.
Right. Steve and Julia's movie Sparkle was there last year.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, they're going to start looking out here towards Dayton going, hey.
Because there is something in this water.
On?
We make good movies. We make good music. We invent things.
Dance.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I think this should be the capital of dance for camera now.
Let's see what we can't do about that. Mm-hmm. We're bright, get ahead, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Rick, I got another one queued up from the soundtrack. It's called Awake, Awake. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is largely very much based on a traditional ballad called Awake, Ye Drowsy Sleepers. and it opens the film, and it'll have a lot of the violin music played by Cleek Schrey that I was talking about earlier. I just slightly adapted some of the words to apply to what was going on in the movie a little.
This is from Carry It On, a film by Sharon Leahy, our guest in the studio along with Rick Good today. Awake, Awake on WISO. That is a pretty amazing use of violin.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I was saying good. That low note was like an ohm.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. We do have some copies of the film that you can buy also at DVAC while it's showing there.
Great.
So if you fall in love with it, you can take it home.
Great. I'm holding on to my, I'm clutching, clutching my very own copy. Looking forward to watching this with the children. Carry It On. It's a film by Sharon Leahy, our guest in the studio today, along with banjo player and just longtime great soul in the Miami Valley, Rick Good. Both of you, for that matter. The show is being installed right now.
That's right.
You could go right
11
now.
11 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. You can go watch it, see some photos that Andy put up. And
that's Andy Snow.
Right. Andy Snow, right. And we'll see you there May 2nd for a closing event.
It's been a delight to have you guys. Please keep us posted. And
thank you.
If you would like to find out more about what Rick and Sharon are up to, you can look at them. Look for them under their last names, LeahyGood.com. And Leahy is L-E-A-H-Y, good, just like you think it, L-E-A-H-Y, good.com. And you can find, can people pick up this from that location if they wanted?
Sure. You mean purchase
buy
it?
One?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yep.
Check it out. Keep us posted. Good luck. And maybe we'll see you on the 2nd for the closing ceremony.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.